And good morning, everybody. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us this morning. Dr. Burt Kummerow joins me in the studio. For the past 5 years, he has served as the president and CEO of the Maryland Historical Society. Next Wednesday, he'll hand over the reins of the museum to Mark Letzer and take on a new role as an advisor to the Historical Society on special projects. Burt Kummerow's tenure as president of the society included important anniversaries of both the War of 1812 and the Civil War. The museum's programs and exhibitions around those two events greatly expanded its public profile. Bert, it's good to see you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And congratulations on what is widely considered to be a terrific tenure as the director of the Historical Society.
Well, thank you so much. That's very nice. It's been great fun. It's been like Christmas every day for me because I love the place. I love the collections. I mean, how could you go wrong with a 170-year-old organization that has so much wonderful Maryland history?
It certainly does. And, you know, you've been in the history business for a long time. It's the director of the society for the last 5 years. But, of course, the way that history is being collected these days is vastly different than it was certainly when the Maryland Historical Society was founded back in 1844. This remembrance project that you've just started recently as a response to the riots and the uprising here in Baltimore, you're collecting photographs, you're collecting material. You're now going to be collecting stuff that's very, very different from the stuff that they were collecting back in the day.
Well, it's fascinating now because, you know, when you're in a history museum, you're talking about the past, okay? And they always tell you, you know, in a presidential administration to wait for about 20 years to figure out what it meant historically. And we're in the same boat. But these events happen, and we're sort of schizophrenic because we're the Maryland Historical Society, but we're so much a part of Baltimore and always have been. This particular, this particular moment in time could be a big watershed, and we just don't know that. But we're collecting material because I think for the last maybe 50 years or so, the emphasis has been on the old stuff, the stuff that goes way, way back. And that's still hugely important to us, and we can tell great stories with that. But being in the present for people who are living in the present so much now with their iPhones and all their other things, you know, just collecting stuff constantly, is a fascinating exercise for a museum to try not to go after what's called the newest shiny thing, but to really collect enough information so you can hand it on to somebody and they can do something with it 20 or 25 years from now.
Sure.
It's important.
Yeah. I mean, of course, you know, earlier on this program this morning, Sheila was talking to Devin Allen, you know, the photographer, and you're asking people who have photographs, who have artifacts that were related to what happened in late April to give them to the Historical Society. Are you sort of doing this, from the hip? I mean, is there a strategy here? Is there a plan, or are you just sort of putting it together one foot at a time?
Well, we like to say that there's two phases to this, and it's very, very important to understand that if you're a history museum, a history society. The first thing is to collect. And you know, they always talk about, well, the next step is sort of a top-down kind of a thing, because what you're doing is you're making decisions, whoever is present to make those decisions in the Historical Society, about what is important and what should be saved and what should be interpreted. But it takes time to figure out what in the world is important. Now, when you get photographs, it's obvious that some of them are real, real showstoppers. I mean, there's no doubt whatsoever. So they have merit. But, you know, the people have been asking, well, what are you going to do with it? Well, you could put an exhibit of these photographs out, you know, temporarily out in front. But there has to be a time. There has to be something that you can do with this material so that it is really a part of the history of Maryland 20 years from now or 50 years from now. And that's a very difficult thing because it's very subjective. As you well know, history happens, and then it's gone. It becomes a foreign country. And from then on, you're trying to get into that country and trying to resurrect what happened, you know. And so everybody interprets from then on. And that's what history museums are all about. We have material that's sitting in front of you and you can see it. But what does it mean? And what does it tell you? That's what's so fascinating to me. I've been living in the past my whole life just because, to me, it's not only instructive, it's absolutely fascinating to figure out what in the world it was all about and what it means.
Dr. Burt Kummerow, he is the outgoing president and CEO of the Maryland Historical Society on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning. Of course, not only is the way you're collecting things changing hour by hour, it seems, these days, but the way it's being displayed, the way you're putting together exhibitions conventions and programs. And I think the 1812 anniversary and the Civil War anniversaries are great, examples of that. You're doing living history stuff. You're doing things that are not just paintings on the walls. You see that continuing to evolve and change in the museum business and in the historical society business in particular?
Very much so, because when you're sitting, in a operation that has to attract people, you have a modern audience. You've got to figure out what's going on right now that's going to get attention and get you publicity and get people in the door. So you really are calculating what in the world works best. And they all talk about interactive museums now. And we're going to a world of virtual reality. All kinds of crazy things are happening with the technology available. But it all amounts to sitting around the campfire and telling stories. That's what it comes down to in the end, because you're telling stories and you have to figure out ways that will really attract people with those stories. So, we did a recreation with the Imaging Research Center at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, of 1815 Baltimore. It's an absolutely fascinating interactive. It took us a long time to do it. We recreated the city, and you can actually push, a touchscreen and pull the building up where Francis Scott Key sat down and wrote the Star Spangled Banner. You can pull out all these parts of the city that are now 200 years old. It's fascinating, and that's what really makes people think about it.
Sure, and of course, some of the decisions you have to make are complicated, hugely complicated. I think, for example, of the governor of South Carolina and Senator Lindsey Graham saying, let's take the Confederate flag down mm-hmm. from the State House grounds mm-hmm. and put it in a museum where it belongs. Mm-hmm. So you've got Walmart and Target and everybody jumping on board saying, all of a sudden we're not going to sell mm-hmm. the Confederate flag. Of course, they put it in a museum. Then what does a museum do with it?
Yeah, exactly. What does a museum do with it? Because, the emotion still surrounds it. And we have a Confederate history in this state. I mean, and the Confederates were very proud of it. And they came home after the war and in large degree took over a lot of the political arena. So we have collections that are associated with the Confederate causes, and interpreting them in an even-handed manner and saying, this is history, folks. We're not talking about modern issues here. They may still exist, but this is about what happened in Maryland 150 years ago. And we have an American flag carried by the United States Colored Troops right near a Confederate flag in our Civil War exhibit, because we have to be even-handed about this whole thing.
Well, history will certainly prove that you've made some awfully good decisions along the way in your tenure as the president and CEO of Historical Society. So congratulations, and thanks for your time this morning, Bert. Always good to see you.
Thank you very much. I've really appreciated it.
Bert Kummerow, he's the outgoing president and CEO of the Maryland Historical Society. He'll continue to work with the museum with his company HistoryWorks as an advisor. Mark Letzer becomes the Society's new leader next week on July 1st. We've got a link to information about all the exhibitions which are currently at the museum on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. That's it for us. On Friday, blues and gospel singer Leah Gilmore previews her upcoming concert at the Creative Alliance, and theater critic J. Wynn Russick will have her review of Pippin at the Hippodrome Theater. We look forward to seeing you Friday morning on Maryland Morning with Sheila Cass. Till then, I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Maryland Morning is an original production
of Your Public Radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy
and Jonna McCone.
We have production help from
Mary Wiltenberg,
Christy Forrest,
and Scott Seiss.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. On this day in history, 1784, 13-year-old Edward Warren made history in Baltimore by becoming the first American to go up in a hot air balloon. He didn't go far. It was tethered to the ground. We're tethered back here on Friday. Hope you'll be here with us.